The Space Amazons were confident in their power, and with good reason. They had never been defeated in a major engagement. To an enemy, their strength was magnificent. Their tall boots, with high heels of adamantine, seemed designed for breaking skulls in one swift blow. Their long gloves seemed to give them the strength of a steel vise when crushing an enemy's windpipe. And their heavily but elegantly armored bodices that accented their breasts and curved down between their legs shrugged off enemy fire. Yes. To add to their ominous appearance, the Space Amazons wore long, flowing crimson capes. Their chosen weapon was both elegant and deadly. Enough power to throw their enemies to the ground when fired from a distance, but the long tips could also be used as a melee weapon, slicing through thick armor and into the flesh of their enemies. Adamantine helmets completed their look and protected them against all but the most extreme blows. In a word, both their strength and their sexual appeal was overwhelming. And indeed, they were very conscious of both. As they put on their impenetrable bodices, felt the strength in their gloves, and the click of their high-heeled boots on the steel floor, they felt invisible. They could feel the power flowing through them. And became incredibly aroused as they anticipated battle. And during battle, as they fought, they could feel sparks of pleasure coursing through their bodies. Fighting and killing their enemies aroused the Amazons to such an extent that often while fighting, an Amazon will lose control. Certainly, this gave her enemies an advantage, as she was momentarily distracted by the orgasms ripping through her beautiful body. But usually, she was so skilled in battle that it made no difference to the outcome. The battlefield did ring, however, with the sound of dying enemies and orgasming Amazons. And on the unlikely occasion that a Space Amazon is struck down by her enemy, she almost always masturbates to bring herself off. She's always so roused in battle that it doesn't take much effort for her to accomplish this goal. On this occasion, the Space Amazons were drawn up in battle array to be inspected by the Baroness. Glory and honor to the Baroness, the heiress of Imperatrix, cried the captain, staring straight ahead. 200 Space Amazons assembled, all at the same time, lifted their right thigh-high boots and then struck The metal deck forcibly with their heels, creating a deafening sound. Then silence. A profound silence, marked only by the fluttering of their scarlet capes in the air currents. The space Amazons were motionless, dripping with sexual arousal, exuding confidence in their strength. And then, a bright flash and a pop. A beautiful, young space Amazon was struck by a bolt that pierced her armored corset and burned through the soft flesh between her perfectly round breasts. A shriek turned into a moan. An ejaculation of sound that began as surprise and rose as her life began to weaken. She dropped heavily to her knees on the metal deck. The burning sensation between her breasts grew hotter, and she moaned aloud, falling forward with a crash, the sheer weight of her armor dragging her down. Her beautiful cape spread all over her body. In her last moments, she pushed her hips skyward so she could thrust a long gloved hand between her legs and her cunt. Hard and fast. I'm coming. I'm coming, she cried. Cried as she felt her cunt contract and begin to spasm. A massive orgasm tore through her broken body, and she could feel the heat from her viscous cum on the fingertips of her long gloves. Her eyes rolled back into her head, and her boots were still trembling with pleasure as death enveloped her. The Amazons were still motionless. Looking ahead, for they were for they were in the presence of the Baroness and had not been commanded to defend themselves. But the sound of a sister of their order dying and coming aroused them greatly. Now a series of pops, as if planned. Several more space Amazons dropped to their knees simultaneously, and then fell to the deck in succession, rubbing their cunts furiously. Two of the women rolled on their backs, first spreading and lifting their booted legs high in the air in order to get better access to their cunts in their moment of need, and then driving the heel of their boots into the ground and bucking upwards at the climax. The others were more subtle, either falling forward as the first Amazon had, satisfying themselves merely by lifting their hips and spreading their legs, or by falling on their sides and opening their legs until they'd achieved their desire. Another crumpled to the deck, booted legs spread, moaning as the fire at her cleft burned hot. She felt the cold steel of the deck against her swollen cunt, and by thrusting her hips forward, brought herself to satisfaction by pushing her clit up against a steel rivet. Cum splashing from her as her eyes rolled in death and pleasure. One after the other, the Amazons fell to the deck. Oh, God, not suspecting that the Baroness, showing off their loyalty, that she could have them killed, and they would simply die unless commanded to defend themselves. Oh, oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh, God! Oh, God! Before long, all 200 Amazons had been struck down, and the smell of sex and death were in the air. Tall, thigh-high boots shuddered, opera-length gloves flexed, cunts pulsed with pleasure. But soon, all were swallowed in the silence of death. Holy fuck.